V'chei matzino berishayinim. Which page was that? Kof lamed vav. Okay. He had said, last we learned, that his chiddush, that Yiras Shamayim is tied to Busha. That the underlying idea of Yiras Shamayim is that a person not so much afraid of being punished by Shamayim, as much as ashamed to sin in front of Rabbi Nishalayim. So he says, Echei Matzinu B'Rishaynim. Rishaynim here doesn't mean Rishaynim as opposed to Achrayinim. It means in earlier generations, in the time of the Tanakh, Shem is Baishim B'Boyam Lasis Mitzvah. They felt a busha in front of Rabbi Nishalayim and they came to do a mitzvah. But Amra Ma'anu Kibanu Liskari V'Ar Haloim Achrei Merigainu. How can we come stand in front of Rabbi Nishalayim after we've rebelled? Even though the sins were very minute, when Aaron HaKohen was told to come and do the avodah by the mizbeach, Aaron was ashamed and afraid to come forward. Why are you ashamed? This is why you were chosen. And he was ashamed because of the sin of the eagle he had participated in. Ramzu Chazal, kinin be'alaya al mizbeach kedmus eagle. In his imagination, he saw on the mizbeach an image of an eagle. Ritzan and Leimer, ki chatosei negda yohaya tamid. He saw a sin before him. Av ki katn chatosei ad ki chadal. Even though if you examine Aaron's sin, that the sin of the eagle was really a minor aveira. How was it a minor aveira? So he explains. K'maysh amru, Chachamenu is going to live Racha in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says, Ra'a Chor Shizavuach Lefanav. Chor had seen that they were bringing a carbon to the eagle. Omar Eloi Shemana Luhashta Abduli Kida Abdu B'chor. I'm sorry, Ra'a Chor Shizavuach Lefanav. Chor had been killed. The mobs had killed Chor because they wanted to do the eagle. He tried to prevent them. So Aaron said, "Eloi shemanu lo hashta avduli kida avdu b'chor." If I don't listen to them, they're now going to do to me like they did b'chor. V'kayim b'im yaharik b'midas Hashem kayim v'navi lo yavlu takan alaylam. So actually, Aaron, when he helped them make the ego, did so as sort of an aveira lishma. He saw Klai Yisrael would kill him rather than listen to him, and that would be a terrible kitrug, a complaint against Klai Yisrael, and that's why he participated. He sort of sacrificed himself for them. And even though it was a minor aveira, so to speak, he was ashamed to go forward. It's a marshal to somebody who the king wanted to marry. And she was ashamed. So sister said, what do you mean? The king wants you. Go. God demands that the busha not prevent us from doing mitzvahs. So the idea here is, let's say someone goes, it's hard to talk about standing in busha in front of God, but let's say somebody goes to an adam gadol. So the idea of standing in front of him, feeling the awe of the presence of the person is not something that should prevent you from being there, but it's a way to be there. It's a manner in which to be there. The same thing in the doing of mitzvahs. God wants people to do mitzvahs, but they do so with this sense of busha, of not being worthy. But this Rachmanis brings him close. King Yehoshaphat, it says, "Vayigva li by bedarche Hashem." Because he felt not worthy. That pasuk, "Vayigva li by bedarche Hashem," is a phrase which is used for what's often called gaiva de kedusha. A person ought to be about gaiva, but gaiva de kedusha is that a person knows that his maisa mitzvah has great worth, and therefore he takes a certain gaiva or a bravado in being mekayim mitzvahs. in doing mitzvahs. He does so boldly in places where perhaps a person would be naturally reluctant. He does mitzvahs in front of people that would make fun of him, but he does so with a gevias halev, with a gaiva. Right in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, that's what the Rama instructs us. He says that the beginning of Shulchan Aruch starts with the idea a person shouldn't be ashamed when he goes to do a mitzvah. Someone's stuck and he has to pull over on the side of the road and daven Shemoneh Esrei, right? He doesn't have to be ashamed for people driving by that will make fun of him. It's interesting, in Eretz Yisrael, on the Yerushalayim to Tel Aviv road, Shkia time, you see plenty of people on the side of the road davening. It's common to see cars pulled over and people davening. So you would think, in the Bell Parkway, aren't as many Jews as the Yerushalayim to Tel Aviv highway. We should at least see a few people pulled over and davening. But I think there's a certain busha. You know, in the old days when they had payphones in Manhattan, so you went over to a payphone, you picked it up, you'd daven Shemoneh Esrei that way. So at least you didn't feel like you were doing something silly. Right? There's the old joke about the guy who was on the phone. It didn't work, but it didn't matter because he was just pretending. And then he was in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei and somebody else comes behind him, is waiting for the phone. So he finishes Shemoneh Esrei, he hangs up, walks away, next guy picks up the phone. So V'yigva Liba Derech Hashem is that even though a person feels not worthy, he has the sense of gaiva. Now, it's interesting that the Maral, Nesiv Abusha, he has Nesiv on this Mida, talks about Hanukkah and Purim. He talks about Busha and Azos, our opposite Midas. Busha is a Mida of being shy, being ashamed. The word ashamed isn't exactly appropriate. Azos is a sense of being bold to do something, as a strength. And the reverse of that is someone who is timid. So we call that busha, someone who's timid in Avodas Hashem, he's ashamed. So it's very strange that Klal Yisrael are labeled by Shanim and Azim. Seems to be a contradiction. Right? They're both well-known Gemaras. The Gemara says, Shloisha Azim Heim. There are three Azim, Yisrael, Azim, Bu'umais. It says, Klal Yisrael has Azos. There is a certain midah in Klal Yisrael of, I don't know a nice way to say it, like chutzpah. You know, I have Azos. On the other hand, it says, Klal Yisrael, by Shanim Rechmanim, Ugaim Lechasadim, by Shanim, would seem to be the opposite of Azos. So how is that in the same people, you call us by Shanim, you call us Azim? It's a little hard. So what the Maral says is that Klal Yisrael is willing to listen. Ashanim are people on the Kabbal, willing to listen. But when Klal Yisrael listens, Klal Yisrael allows him. If it doesn't make sense to a Jew, he doesn't do it. He doesn't listen. He doesn't listen because of pressure. He listens because he's willing to listen. And then if a person feels something's right, he's willing to stand up for it with a firmness. So that's the Midah to be one who listens. But once you listen, to be firm about it. That's what Kotzka said about Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu, when it came time to make a shidduch for his child, he said, go to Aram. Don't take the Canaanim. Now, if you examine Avraham's experiences, in Aram, he was thrown into a fire for serving God. In Canaan, the people go Megayer. They listen to him. So why is he going there and not here? So the Kotzka is known to have expressed that to be a Yid, you have to have Azus. You have to stand up for what you believe in. So unfortunately, in Ur Kazdim, they believed in Avodah Zarah, but they believed in it. They stood up for it. They threw Avram into a Kivshon Shalesh. In Canaan, as the winds blow, though today the wind blows to serve Hashem, he served Hashem. If the wind will blow the other way, they'll go the other way. There was no Azus in their serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Azus and Busha could go together. Now, what's interesting is it's Hanukkah tonight. He says, and this I saw in Dor Gedaliyahu, I believe from the Maral, there are three Yamim Tovim Dairaisa, the Shalosh Regalim, and Kenegdam, three Yamim Tovim, a post Dairaisa, Purim, a Hanukkah, and the Chag HaGeulah, when Mashiach will come, that the Pasuk talks about, La Yom Ruayd, that instead of, so they match. Instead of Pesach, is the Chag HaGulah when Mashiach comes. The Pasuk says, Lo Yom Ruoid, Hashem HaShay Tzionu Me Mitzrayim. Yeah, Allah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out. We are Rotzei Tzafaynas. Keneged Shavuos is Purim. They're both one day Yomim Tovim. Shavuos was Kabbalah Satayra. And Purim was a one day Kimu V'Kiblu. The Kaisa was again a Kabbalah Satayra. And Chanukah is connected to 8 days of Sukkot. 8 days of Chanukah connected to 8 days of Sukkot. How is that? In Sukkot, a Yid rejects Gashmias. He walks out of his home, goes out into the street, and rejects the Gashmias of his home, and walks out in front of the Goyim. He builds a Sukkot. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Azus, of the Chashmonaim, standing up to the Goyim around them. Just a Sukkot. A Jew goes out of his house and builds a Sukkot out in front of the Goyim. And Purim is the yantiv of Baishanus. Baishanus is that you accept. Chayis accepted the Torah. In time of Purim, it was Baishanus. The Jews didn't rebel against the Achashverosh. At the end of the Purim story, we're still avodim to Achashverosh. So it's a very nice, first of all, it's a nice matchup just for the match. That Chanukah connected Sukkot and Shavuos connected Purim. And Pesach connected the Chag HaGeulah, Mashiach's coming. But it also fits in that Purim is the Midah of Baishanus, of being the Kabbal, and the Yom Tov of Chanukah is the Midah of Azus, the Midah of standing up against the Yavanim, and standing up for beliefs that a person has. So that idea of, that we're learning now about Baishanus, the serving Hashem, the morale accepts in that way. The idea of accepting from the Rabbi Nishalom that which is presented.
When I can understand if a person does an Aveira and they feel busha to come before Hashem and ask for forgiveness, you know, the Shaliach Tzibur, I think I know, says, Bosh, didn't clock me. But when you're going to do a mitzvah, you know, why would you feel, I mean, and the Raya is, it says here, Mikach Nivra, I mean, that's your purpose, it's your tafkid, why would you feel busha?
If a person just does a mitzvah, he won't feel busha. If a person sees himself as being chosen by the king for a mission, and he feels not worthy of that mission, then that's the midah of busha. Feeling not worthy. Aaron felt not worthy of it. He saw in front of his eyes what he had done at the eagle, and he felt himself not worthy of God's trust to run the Mishkan. Moshe had to remain to tell him, Lakach Nevcharta, we're chosen. But that midah comes from a person, from humility, from a person feeling that humility. So he's saying he's supposed to do it anyway, but he's supposed to do it within this sense of busha, within this midah of busha.
Sometimes you could think of that almost as a strategy of the Yetzer Hara that tries to discourage you. You know, it's a very fine line.
It is a strategy of Yetzer Hara, we see it. We see it in people who feel they're sinners, and therefore,
I mean, so it's a really fine line, right?
You're right. It's, look, it's a midah for a healthy person. And, you know, there's a letter in the Stipler's letters. The title of the letter is Hayom Ein Lanu Ela Shaloi Lishma. That's the title. And today, forget about all the idealistic forms of motivation to do mitzvahs. Just do it. Doesn't matter how you're motivated, what you're motivated. Today, in the Yerida Sotiris, we only have whatever it takes. Okay. So, let's finish the paragraph. Kichein Dairish Hashem Itanu Shloi Nuchel Esrachik Chalila Min HaTaira Ve'avayda Idei Abusha. We shouldn't distance ourselves from Torah because of busha. Rakshi yei double vavoi ki loy libay shvili kolim harbe. A person should know it's appropriate for him to feel ashamed. Va'ach rakhmi shemayim yisbarak kaveil avay dasai. God in His mercy nevertheless wants His service. Chaim yeshafer uaymer v'yig balibay b'derech Hashem ki l'roiv nemichas ruchay kasher bal avir avay das Hashem. Because of humility, as heges daitai, he got himself motivated al derech hamedrash hikisi daitech. I said, this is his, he has not really generally dealt with themes in a very brief way. long characteristic of the Sefer, but here he deals at length with this midah, that the midah of Yerushalayim is related somehow to the midah of Busha.
Again, if I could, it ties into the disagreement in the Musa movement, whether it's shiflus adam or godless adam.
That's really what it is. Busha is shiflus adam. The Yigba Libay B'darchei Hashem is godless adam, and it's a midah of Gaiva Dektusha. We were learning about Yehoshaphat, the Navi Shir, many years ago. I spoke about this competing midas of the way I presented it, Rav Huttner, who told his Talmidim to wear a langer reklach, and my Rebbeim and Tarvadas, who they themselves wore plain jackets, wouldn't wear rabbinic garments. They gave that as a mashal. So somebody told me angrily that Rav Huttner never told anyone to wear a langer reklach. And Rabbi Klein Kaufman, who I'm friendly with from, who was Talmud of Rav Huttner from the Far Rockaway, he says, what do you mean no one ever said? When I had my first son, I told Rav Huttner, I asked him to please be sandik. He said, it will only be sandik if when he walks in, I'm wearing long. So he said, I told him, only be sandik. He says, you're a Talmud Chacham, you have to wear rabbinic clothing. So don't anybody tell you that. He didn't tell anybody that. You know, that person, they didn't tell, that person probably wasn't deserving of it. But, I don't know, whenever I say these things, I get in trouble, but it's only friends here, so. Okay. Sorry, I apologize for my voice. It was getting better.